بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. بیان ناس واز مینشن شیخ بلخی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, شقیق بن بلخی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, ہی سیڈ دیٹ آئی سرچ فار فائیو تھنگس اینڈ آئی فاؤنڈ دیم ان فائیو ایکٹس آف عبادت. وی آلریڈی ڈسکس دی ون, دیٹ برکت in risk, in earnings, in rosy risk. You see, the barakat of it is in observing chashd or duha salat, observing that, being punctual, regular with chashd salat, the barakat in one's risk. We are generally worried and we worry unduly about risk and about earnings, whereas the risk is set out. اللہ تعالیٰ سے جو قرآن سے اوف سما ما رسک حکم وما تو ادون اینڈ ان دا سما ان دا ہیونس از یور رسک اینڈ وٹ ایور یو ہیو بین پرومس اٹ از پری ڈیٹرمنڈ اینڈ فکس از فرام دا آسمان فرام دا ہیونس یور رسک دیئرز نو نیڈ ٹو وری اباؤٹ رسک We have to work a little bit, but it does not, should not cause worry and stress to a person about risk. You don't only receive what Allah Ta'ala has set out for you, not only receive, get more, will you get less than what Allah Ta'ala has predetermined for you. That was the risk. The second thing he says, اور قبر کی روشنی تہجد کی نماز میں ملی. For light in the qabr, how will the qabr be lit up for me? And I understood that it is in tahajjud salat. In observing tahajjud salat, the qabr will be lit up for a person. Qabr is a dark hole. Comes in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the qabr, it calls out five times a day. He said, Ana baytu zulmati, that I am an abode of darkness. I am an abode of darkness. Ana baytu dud, I am an abode of worms. Ana baytu turab, I am a home, a burden of sand, etc., etc. So it calls, the Bishlash says, calls us five times a day. We cannot hear it, but it has been informed, told to us by who? By Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the qabr calls us daily out, and it's the darkness, is a place of darkness and torment. But for the one who observes the laws of Allah Ta'ala, the Sharia, and then it will brighten up, it will be a place, a bright place. Qabr, it will become a garden. From the gardens of Jannat, it will become like a garden for the person who successfully passes his tests at the time of mort. He lives with valid iman, leaves the dunya. He has left the dunya with repentance, having made tawbah. He has purified himself. He leaves the dunya. So then the qabr will not be a place of fear and torment for him. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, O Umar, what will be your condition, condition at such a time when you are lying under the earth there, and to you giants approach you, splitting the earth and screaming at you and calling out at you and waking up, say, Man Rabbu, who is the Rabb? Man Adar Raj, who is this person? Friends of the Bishlash. And Ma Dinuka, and what is your din? These questions are simple questions. Who is your word? Yeah, in the dunya we know who's our Rabb. At least but verbally we know. But in our hearts, we do not know who's Allah Ta'ala. If we do not understand Allah Ta'ala here in this dunya, then we won't be able to answer this question, Man Rabbuk, in the qabr. The fact that we lead lives in complete conflict, I think, with Allah Ta'ala's law. We are not conscious of the fact that Allah Ta'ala is looking at us, is present here. We are not conscious of the fact that the two malaika are recording everything, all our deeds, our thoughts, our deeds, our misdeeds are recorded. So we do not understand Allah Ta'ala here. So then it's going to be difficult in the qabr to answer that question. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Umar, what will be your condition at such a time when such giant with fiery eyes screaming at you, splitting the earth like earthquakes? It will the sound of earthquakes and some wake you up and ask you this question. So Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, I first want to ask you a question before I can answer that. So Rasulullah asked, so Ya Rasulullah, will at that time when such a terrible event takes place, will my aql, my intelligence be intact? What a person can do. The fear, panic can drive a person insane. Will my aql be intact? So Rasulullah said, oh Umar, what do you mean by your aql being intact? In the qabr, the aql of the mu'min will be fortified more. It will be stronger. It will be more intact, more, it will be fortified. So Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, in that case, I have no fear. I will answer the question as long as my aql functions. So the aql will function only there if the aql is functioned properly here in this dunya. And a mu'min's aql, when it will function correctly, only if he submits fully his entire life to the law of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayha, she died. She went in the qabr. The two malaika came, Munkir and Nakir came in the same manner, and all that was human rabbu. Now she was a great waliya. Her akal is full of noor, her heart is full of noor. She has no panic at all. So she asked them, she didn't answer the question, who's your Rabb? She asked them, tell me first, from where do you ships come? Where are you coming from? So she said, we come from the Asman. So she asked, how far is the Asman from here, from that place, from where you come? They say, a 500 years, a journey of 500 years by their speed, or whatever speed it is. It's a journey of 500 years between this qabr and the Asman. So she asked one Rabbu, do you remember who's your Rabb? So she said, yes, we know who's our Rabb. So she said, that you have come from a place which is 500 years away, and you tell me you still remember your Rabb, and I've only come down 2 meters or 1 meter, 2 meters only, and you expect me that I have forgotten my Rabb when my entire life in this dunya went by remembering my Rabb. So how do you expect when I've just gone down 2 meters to forget my Rabb, and you have come from a place which is situated 500 years from here, and yet you say you remember your Rabb? So she told him, in Arabic she told him, get lost. She didn't answer the question. So Allah Ta'ala told Malak, what she says is correct, leave her in peace. So the mu'min's aql will be more fortified than by performing tahajjud. Tahajjud salat is an extremely, a very important salat, which most people do not observe, leave alone the tahajjud salat. Tahajjud was farad on every Nabi. On every Nabi, tahajjud salat was farad. But the majority of the people now, they do not even observe the farad salat correctly. Every day you will see the same people missing a whole rakat or two rakats coming late in the masjid. The deen, you must understand, is not a hobby. It is not a hobby. You will not be so late to open your shop or to be an employer in a place of employment will be on time. But to come to the masjid for your salat, even if the time is changed, every day you come late, you miss one rakat of the jama'at salat, especially Fajr. And if the time is changed 15 minutes, then also you still come late. You will come late. Then also the person comes late. So it shows he does not understand the importance of the salat. So at least we still understand. We still understand that drinking liquor, eating pork, killing, stealing, these are kabira sins. We understand that still. The time will come when that also will lead our minds and people won't understand that these sins are major sins. But no one understands that missing a first rakat is also a kabira sin. You miss a first rakat, you have committed a kabira sin. The salat is of primary importance. So if a person is not punctual, regular, and with the farz salat, obviously there's not much hope for that person being performing tahajjud salat regularly. Rasulullah said, has Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu given me a prescription for to entering Jannat easily. See? Amongst the advices Nabi Salam gave him, he said, Makum bil layli wal nasul niyam wadkhul jannata bis salam. Wake up in the night when the people are asleep. Kum bil layli wal nasul niyam. Wake up in the night when the people are sleeping, perform salat. Then what is it? Fatkul Jannat Abisalam. Then you will enter Jannat was salam with peace, no problems then. You will enter Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif about Tajam, Inna Nashat al-Layli. Allah says, waking up in the night, Ashad Wat'um, Wa'akum Kila. It is on the nafs, it is the hardest on the nafs. It's the best way to crush your nafs. I'm in the Quran. It's tahajjud salat. And it's the best form of speech with Allah Ta'ala. The best time also to speak with Allah Ta'ala. It is the time of tahajjud. Allah Ta'ala sends His qurb is very close to us at the time of the night. It's nearness. We are very close to people, time for dua, once you make dua at that time, perform tahajjud salat. And those who are not in the habit of or practice of performing tahajjud salat, at least they should make it a niyat. Before going to bed, perform four rakats, nafil salat, with the intention, with the niyat of tahajjud. Then you will get the sawab of tahajjud also. Four rakats will take you 5-6 minutes. You can spend hours, and people spend hours in haram and in nonsensical things. You have just 5-6 minutes before going to bed, perform four rakats tahajjud with the intention of tahajjud, and then also make the niyat, Allah Ta'ala must give me the tawfiq to wake up in the night time. If you wake up in night time, nur ala nur, nur upon nur, you perform the tahajjud. But at least if you are not in the practice, in the habit of performing tahajjud, at least perform the four rakats before you go to bed, then you will get the sawab of tahajjud. And at the same time, the time will come, there will come a time when Allah Ta'ala will give you the tawfiq to wake up in the night time also.